No, Norm, not those ponies. The SMU ponies. The Mustang 2004 college football season begins Saturday, September 4th, against the Red Raiders of Texas Tech at Gerald J. Ford Stadium. You can listen to the game on the ticket while you watch it from the stands. It's P1 night, and for $13.10, you'll get a ticket in the P1 section, a hot dog and a drink, plus a free ticket voucher for another game this season. Call 214-SMU-GAME. And for those of you that can't spell, that's 214-768-4263. From the official station of the SMU Mustangs, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Hey guys, you know, it's funny, these people, they go to sleep. They think everything's fine, everything's good. They wake up the next day and they're on fire.
G.I. Joe!
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
Well, Andy Dick was busted for lighting up a joint at the Coachella Music Festival in Indio, California last week.
When you say lighting up a joint, exactly what does that mean?
He had a marijuana cigarette. He took a lighter. He placed the cigarette in his lips. He lit the lighter.
That's what you inhaled. That's what you might call a roach, Mike.
Well, that's what you guys call a roach.
Remember your pot parties? Jesus. Same thing.
Well, no, not really. I
you
never
and
had any.
Friend
never attended any.
Jesus.
Yes.
All the pot
Jesus.
Parties you had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a friend named Jesus.
You don't have a friend in Jesus? Well, you're...
No, I didn't
I don't know
say
where
that.
You spoke at
I
your
said,
mother's
I
church.
Don't have a friend named Jesus.
When he'd walk in with a brick through the screen door on your apartment, you just start singing that?
Right.
That what often. A friend we have to Jesus.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Also
starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Three, two, and one.
Stand back, burrito!
Kick it.
The Hard Line.
It is 3:27. 27 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. This is America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You are listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Monday. We have a brand new broadcast week before us here. And boy, look at us today.
I was gonna ask you this. You ever seen anything this nice before?
We know you're there. You don't need to make any guttural consonant sounds.
I think he's just doing his impression of the remote connection that we have.
Of the incessant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? The engineers are working on this.
I don't care.
Well, they're working on it, so let's let them work on
no,
it.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I think it's funny. I'm not throwing them under the bus.
I was just wondering what transformer you guys are broadcasting next to.
Don't know if we're broadcasting next to a transformer, but
they're working as hard as they can to get this right.
I think it sounds great in the headset, and that's all I care about.
It might be bees.
Bees in the truck?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we emanate live today from Texan Station out here at the Gaylord Texan Resort, hard by Grapevine Lake.
Right on the lake.
Boy, what a fabulous place this is.
I mean, when you walked in here, did you just kind of say, wow?
Yeah, I did say,
this
wow.
This is... You know what it looks like, Corby? Have you ever been out here, Corby?
Not to that particular place, no. I mean, I've been to the area many times. Is that a new place, like Gaylord's?
Yeah, it's fairly new. It hasn't been around too terribly long.
People say it is the greatest sports watching place in the Metroplex.
There is no question that it is. Nobody can even touch it. You know what it reminds me of, Corby? The big sports books in Las Vegas. Because you have like three giant screens. And then you've got another six that are regular big screens on top of it. They're all projection. And this place is magnificent. You've never seen anything like this in your life.
It's very cool.
Man,
it is very cool. I'd heard it was.
I'm blown away.
And I must say, this place has not disappointed one bit.
Tell you what you need to do during a break, Rhymes. See that chair? See those chairs they have?
Right.
You need to go sit in one of those chairs during a break.
All right.
And just think about sitting in that comfortable chair, watching a sporting event on those big screens. I can only imagine what watching NFL games is going to be like here during the NFL season. This place is, well, the whole place is terrific. You just drive and drive and drive, and you're still trying to drive around it. It's so big.
Now, with more on exactly where this place is, here's Grego.
Well, you want me to give the directions that they gave us to go down there?
Why don't you give the directions you gave me?
Okay. You somehow get to North 635. North 121 off 635.
Mm-hmm.
You get off on Bass Pro Drive.
Mm-hmm.
You go down to Highway 26.
Mm-hmm.
You take a left. You go down about probably a half mile.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn into the big giant gates that says the Gaylord Texan. And there you are. Just follow the directions. My suggestion, if you're coming out to the show today, is to valet. It's probably pretty expensive, but it's well worth it. Otherwise, you're going to have a hike.
Those weren't exactly the directions you gave me.
Oh, you want me to give the ones that I gave you? Well, I was just copying what the directions that Rhonda gave us.
Well, no, actually, I was referring to the directions you gave me, how you told me to get here.
How'd I tell you to get there? Go down to the deal.
No, you told me to go down to the thing,
right,
and take a left and then take a right at the deal.
Try to take a right. That's what Rhonda told me.
She did?
Yeah, I was kind of making fun of her when I was telling you.
Oh.
I was saying, well, how do we get there? She goes, well, you know, you go down there, you know where the Bass Pro shop is, not Bass Pro Drive. Bass Pro, you go down there to that deal, and then I think you take a left, but it might be a right. Then you go down to the thing there, you know, the thing where it dead ends, and then you turn over there somewhere, or you might take a loop, and then you go down there and you'll see it. That's what she told me.
Well, in any case, if you can find it, it will be worth it to come out here and check this place out. Because
it is awesome.
If you dig that sports bar scene, and when your team's playing a game, if you're looking for a place to go watch them play, I don't see how you can do much better than this, I got to tell you.
I think calling this a sports bar is really underselling it.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, because I'm sure that you can have some terrific food, some great drinks, but you just got to come out here to see it.
Oh, make no mistake about it. We got a lot of nice sports bars scattered here and yon around the area, but this really kind of transcends it, doesn't it?
This right here is just, it's not, it might be a second cousin to those,
mm-hmm,
but it's clearly the grandfather,
right,
of all sports watching entities here. And we're actually up there on the big screen.
Yes, we are. They have nothing better to put on the big screen right now than us.
Right.
You can believe that.
The Hard Line.
But I'm telling you, this place is the whole thing. I've never been here before. And I'd heard how nice it is. Isn't that supposed to be the biggest atrium in the world that they have out here?
It could very well be. I thought I was headed for an outside area until I got out there and saw that it was all roofed in.
And like they have like a little river running through it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Man, this place is awesome.
Yep, we'd heard it was, and it has not disappointed in any way. And we would love it if you would come out here and hang with us. We'll tell you a little bit about what we're going to be giving away and whatnot in just a bit today. Because there are some very, very substantial prizes at stake here. All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to. We have some cowboy stuff. We got Ranger stuff, a little bit of Olympic stuff. A lot of stuff to get to here on the presentation today. It is 3:34 right now.